Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Families of the victims of the Stardust fire are calling on the Department of Justice to grant them legal aid for inquests into the deaths of their loved ones. A number of family members protested outside Leinster House this morning. Relatives say that they are unwilling to allow the inquest begin until legal aid is extended to all families and the requirement for a means test is dropped. In February 1981, 48 people died and more than 200 were injured when a fire ripped through the Stardust nightclub in Artane in Dublin. Tommy Meskell of our political staff brings us this report.
I should be enjoying my own children's life, telling them, yeah, I got justice for me, ma'am. You know, not still having to throw my kids off to school this morning, them to go, where you go, ma'am? I'm going to protest outside Leinster House because I still can't get justice for me, mammy. Your nanny. You know, it's just a disgrace.
Samantha Mangan was 4 years old when her mother Helena, then 22, was killed in the Stardust nightclub fire.
I'm 44 years of age and I look 44 years of age, and but inside I still feel like I'm a four-year-old frightened little girl just crying and waiting for her mammy to come home. And I don't think that's right to be left waiting 40 years to find out what happened, and the government constantly blocking her right to the truth to know what happened that night.
4 years on, families continue their fight to uncover the true story of that night. The night 48 people died, and a dark shadow of mystery would be cast for decades. It's recognised as the worst fire tragedy in the history of the state. In 2019, the Attorney General confirmed that new inquests into those deaths would take place. Last year, government allocated €8.2 million to facilitate them, but now there's an issue over legal aid for the families.
We're left on a system called legal aid, and basically a lot of the families won't qualify for it.
Antoinette Keegan survived Stardust, but tragically her two sisters, Mary and Martina, did not.
So we're left with no funding, and the inquest can't proceed unless the families are involved. So, like, the government knows what they've done.
She says that until the legal aid issue is resolved, there cannot be an inquiry.
So literally everyone's ready to go and we're left in a limbo situation, which is totally wrong.
Relatives stood outside Leinster House this morning as Senator Lynn Boylan raised the matter in the Shannon.
They have waited 40 years for justice. 40 years. And now they're being asked for PPS numbers, for bank statements, for payslips. They're being asked what car they drive. The department was repeatedly warned that the legal aid route was the wrong route to go down in an inquest of this significance. It required a special purpose vehicle to ensure that no family would be denied access to justice, and also to ensure that the inquest would be human rights compliant.
In the absence of somebody from the Department of Justice, Minister of State for Public Health Frank Fian took the question. He explains that there is work ongoing to find a solution.
The Department of Justice is actively investigating the position and engaging with the Attorney General's office to explore possible mechanisms to provide for legal aid to the very small number of families who do not meet the financial eligibility requirements under the Act.
A statement from the Department of Justice today says that Minister Helen McEntee is committed to ensuring that all families of the victims of the Stardust fire tragedy will receive the support they need in terms of legal aid. The statement says that the issue is being worked on, that families will have a response shortly, and the Stardust inquests should begin a few weeks after that. For relatives like Samantha, the sooner that solution is found, the better.
As a kid, I never wanted to believe my mum was dead. I used to make up stories that my mum had lost her memory and she's travelling around Ireland on buses and trains trying to find her way back to me. And I've been struggling for all those years trying to find my mum. And with these not giving us the answers, I need to know what happened to my mum and why someone was never made accountable for her death.
And that was Samantha Mangan, ending that report by Tommy Meskell. We'll take a break.